It's a morning show at East Coast FM. Amy Poynton is from Bray. Morning, Amy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great stuff. And you were born with congenital heart disease. What exactly is that?
So a congenital heart disease can range from a few different things, but mine would be considered one of the most rare ones. I have hypoplastic left heart syndrome, which basically means I have only half of a heart. So, yeah.
My gosh, and when was that discovered?
It was discovered when I was in utero, when my mum was about 20 weeks pregnant with me. They found out. I was born in America, so they found out early, thankfully.
They had scans and things like that.
They had scans, and yes.
Yeah, and the consequences of that, I mean, must have been very worrying time, particularly for your mother and all that, but, you know, the consequences of it and say, okay, we've got to deal with this. What's the procedure? What happens?
So they do a series of 3 open heart surgeries over a span of, you know, a few years. I had all of mine done before the age of 3. So I had my first open heart surgery when I was 4 days old. And then the second one, I think I was about 5 months old, and the third one, 2.5. And obviously that had a lot of trauma with it, because you're only little and you're going through all the
things. And you're a little mite.
You're tiny. Yeah. You don't understand what's happening to you. So yeah, you don't understand why you're being poked and prodded every 2 seconds. Yeah. You know.
And I mean, could it be as dramatic as it saved your life though, all the prodding and prodding?
It did. I don't think I would be alive without these interventions. I truly don't. Like, I'm very grateful for them. So,
And just to say that February is Global Congenital Heart Disease Awareness Month, so we're highlighting that. And it's the Beat Goes On is a conference for young people and their parents around this issue. And we're just going to highlight it. And you're very good to come in and tell us about it. How does it affect your life?
It affects my everyday life. You know, I had problems with school, and I was on a reduced timetable when I was in secondary school. And unfortunately, I didn't get to sit the leaving cert due to it. But I've luckily found another way into college, and I'm currently studying in UCD.
So good for you. What are you studying?
Psychology. So it's very interesting. But, you know, it does affect every day. You have
sport?
I don't do sports, unfortunately, due to it. You know, I get very tired easily, so if I'm even walking or any kind of a distance, I find myself out of breath so quickly. And it's just hard to do everyday things when you see your friends go out and do really fun things, but you yourself are just too exerted. Like, you just
and is it just it comes on top of you and you've no energy sort of thing, or you've no get up and go about it, really. You're just exhausted with the simplest things.
It is, yeah. And it's difficult because, like, it's every day. It's not like you get a break from it. It's constant. So it's,
yeah. And is there any more interventions to happen?
So the 3 open heart surgeries are the main ones for HLHS, but there could be other interventions that I would need. So I've had 2 stents placed in March of 2021. And they're looking into doing something else at the moment, but there's always a possibility of something else having to be intervened in a later time.
Yeah. We hear all the various things that are going on with kids and services not being there. How is it for you?
So I'm currently in the Mater Hospital now, but I transitioned over from Crumlin Hospital, and both services were amazing. And it's very different going between the two. You're from Crumlin Hospital, which is
obviously... You're an adult now, are you?
Yeah, so I'm 19 now. And you're going from a children's hospital with Disney princesses on the wall to an adult hospital with a lot of older people, and you just feel so out of place, and you just don't feel like you should be there, like you fit in there. But unfortunately, you just have to...
Yeah, you've grown up now, Amy, that's the thing.
You have to do it, so yeah.
Yeah, and what sort of things happen to you when you're in on those regular visits?
So the main ones would be you'd go in, they probably would do a full set of bloods. They try to do that every year. And then they would do an ECG, an echo. You talk to your doctors, you talk to cardiac nurses, they do your SATs, they do your blood pressure. There's so many things, but I feel like I'm used to it. Like, I feel like I could do it myself right. at this point.
Sort of it's a routine of all these. And how often does that happen?
So I go every 6 months, but like it can differ for each patient. So some go every year, or some might need to go every 3 months. But
do you get breathless going up the stairs and things like
that? I do, yeah. I'm currently struggling with that at the moment.
So, right.
Yeah.
And what sort of pills are you on?
Oh, God, I'm on like 10 of them at the moment. Oh, God, I'm on a few for my heart and then a few for other things, but mainly the heart. So there's a few for, you know, your heart rate and then your blood pressure and all these kind of things that you have to remember every time you go into hospital because they ask you. So that's like a mini quiz every time.
Here's the list.
Well, usually they ask for a list, and at this point I haven't memorized, so I just kind of list it off.
Yeah, do you want to name a few, if you don't mind?
We've got, I can even tell you the doses. I've got aspirin 75 milligrams.
That's, what's that one called? That's called Crestor or something.
Oh, God.
Go on anyway. It doesn't matter. I'm a medic. I know these things. But anyway, aspirin 75,
Aspirin, we've got Lestase or Lisinopril. That's 10 milligrams. That one's for my blood pressure. And then I'm on Bisup, which is a beta blocker, which is 2.5 milligrams for my heart as well. They're the real heart ones, but there's more, and I won't list them all. There's too many.
Yeah, so many in there. And you have to take them all. Do you take them all at the same time?
I do. You're not supposed to. Well, you can. You're supposed to mainly take some in the morning and some at night. But I just find
spread
it easier.
Them out. They don't interact against each other.
No, they have to make sure of that. So even if, say, I was sick and I needed an antibiotic, they have to make sure it doesn't interact with any other med that I take. So it can be difficult trying to find the right med for me.
Yeah. In one way, you say, it's great that they have them.
It is.
You know what I mean? But is this for life? I mean,
yeah, it is. And like, I'm constantly in Lloyd's in the pharmacy, and they know me at this point. So I go in and like, what do you need today, Amy? And it's like,
you get a medical card.
I do, yeah, thankfully.
Still 80 quid a month, is it?
Or? Well, with the medical card, it makes my
pills. You get everything for free, do you?
No, it's 150 per med, which isn't too bad, but some aren't covered. But my heart ones are, which is good.
Which is great.
Yeah, which is so good. Yeah.
And I mean, forgive my ignorance and all this sort of stuff, but is there, you know, if you got a heart transplant, would that sort it or what?
No, not necessarily. So I think a lot of people think that, and it's completely fair to think that, but no, it wouldn't be completely solved. It would just be another surgery really for you. And, you know, you can always reject the heart, and there's so many complications with that, but I'm hoping now that maybe future down the line, I might have to get that, but I'm not sure. It kind of would depend. Like, I could be really old. I could be in my 20s, 30s, 40s. It depends. Like, if you go into heart failure, which is another worry that you have to think about, and it's not fun when that's what's on your mind.
Has that happened to you?
Luckily, no, I haven't gone into heart failure, but like, I obviously still think in the back of my mind, am I ever going to need this? Am I ever going to need another surgery? Like, it's just constantly there. I'm so scared of having to be.
And if you get excited or something and your heart beats fast or something.
it does. Like anyone else, I'd get excited, I'd get upset, but you know, sometimes I find it going fast, like unnecessarily, and I'm like, is this something else? Should I be concerned about this? Like, is it anxiety? Is it, but you don't know. But like myself, I find that I understand my heart best, so I would understand if it's something more serious and I need to go into hospital to get it checked. I always get it checked just to be safe because you can't mess with it. But so.
And, you know, how the family, how do they deal with this? Are you in cotton wool or?
my parents are great with it. My mum was always with me in the hospital appointment. Yeah. She was absolutely brilliant. My siblings have been great too. I don't think they fully understand, and, you know, it's completely fine for them. I can't imagine what it was like for my parents having to go through that, because, you know, I know I was only a baby and I live with it now, but I don't remember, you know, having to see, obviously they had to see me go through these open heart surgeries, which is horrible.
Yeah.
You know, there's kids out there now having open heart surgeries and their parents are having to see their child go through this. And it's actually, it's horrific to have to see that.
I mean, do you, when you're going out, what sort of plans do you make? I mean, as I said, I'm finding out more from you, and thank you for sharing it all. Do you sort of walk into a place and look, see if they've got a defibrillator, for example?
Sometimes I do, but like it's only if I'm really scared something would happen. Like if I were to go out, I'd be very cautious. I make sure I have my meds with me in case I haven't forgotten to take them for whatever reason. I always have a little container. I would always make sure that there's somewhere to sit down for myself because I just find it so tiring. So I'm like, as long as I can sit down, I'll be okay. And, you know, and so if I'm out with my friends, for example, like I wouldn't be drinking. I wouldn't be doing any of that because I wouldn't be able for it, obviously, with my heart. So there's some like a lot of limits with it as well.
Right. And what brings you joy in your life?
I think my pets. Definitely my pets. I think that's they're just my pride and joy. Like when I come home from hospital or when I come home from anywhere, they're always just sitting and waiting. So that's just makes me happy.
And how do you get into university?
I got in through open learning.
Yeah, but how do you commute?
So I luckily have a free travel pass for, which is great because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
But you use the bus in?
I do, yeah. I get the 1:45 every morning, which is brilliant. So
do you find it tiring?
I do. In college, I find it really tiring trying to, you know, the bus ride is around 30, 40 minutes every day. And then walking around campus, obviously UCD is such a big campus and I find it very difficult walking from one place to the other. The amount of times I've had to use Google Maps getting around that campus, but it's still really fun. Like I love the independence of it and just being able to go around knowing that I'm studying something I absolutely love.
Yes.
So I really enjoy it.
And I interrupt you there about getting the process of getting into college.
Yeah, sorry.
Especially having difficulty devoting all the time to study in second level.
I know. So I did. I studied and unfortunately I just wasn't able to sit it. In the end, I was ill at the time. So I instead was able to go through a process called open learning in UCD, which is absolutely amazing. It's mainly for people who maybe weren't able to sit it or have disabilities or just for whatever reason wasn't able to get in the way they would like. So I was so lucky to get a place there because I think it was only 2 places on the psychology course and I was absolutely delighted with myself to be able to get one of those places, but I'm very grateful to them for letting me in.
Don't be thinking like that. They're delighted, you know.
I'm so happy with myself. When I came down, I was crying. I was.
They should be pleased to have somebody as bright and expressive as you.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, and should I ask this or not? Do you tell when you are forming relationships? Do you tell people?
I do. I do. I actually have a boyfriend and he's out there at the moment. He surprisingly he took it very well and he's been very good about it and he comes with me to my appointments and he's actually just been a great support. But yeah, no, I have told people in the past and I get very mixed reactions to it. Mostly bad, but it doesn't matter. Just I don't care about them. if they react badly, they just don't understand.
A young woman having fun, that's the way.
Do you know?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, let me live.
So Saturday in Pier Street, just tell us what's happening.
Yeah,
there.
So it's a conference called The Beat Goes On, and they did it last year, and it was amazing. And this year, myself and my fellow friends from the U Council are speaking at it, along with a load of special guests, and my cardiologist, Dr. Damien Kenny, is speaking. So the conference, is being held on Saturday and it's from 10 to 3. But if you'd like any more information, it's at www.heartchildren.ie. That's the place that you would get more information.
All the info, yes. Okay. The conference is free to attend as well.
It's quite
a big place, yeah.
Oh, yes. It's a lovely place. And I think there's a light lunch as well.
Oh,
I think there is.
And just on that, do you have dietary restrictions or things you can celebrate and eat because you can eat loads of them?
I can't be too unhealthy, obviously, with the heart. I think I need to limit salt is one of the bigger things. I think because of the problems that you can have with what is it, cholesterol or something like that.
Blood pressure.
Blood pressure. And,
One of those 10 pills.
Yeah, one of those 10 pills that I take.
It's a pleasure to meet Jamie.
Yeah, thank you so
and
much.
Thank you for opening up and telling us all about your life, and very best of luck.
Thank you.
And enjoy a Saturday when there is this, in this building, Chartered Accountants House in Pier Street, there is a conference, and thanks to Amy telling us during Global Congenital Heart Disease Awareness Month, all what's going on there. And thank you for sharing the story.
Brilliant.
Nice
thank
to meet
you so
Jamie.
Much. You
thank
too.
You. East Coast of M.